Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's Everything Digital, the show where we bring you everything cool, everything hip, and everything that's digital in your world today. As always, I'm your hostess with the mostest, Faith History Nsa, and I'll be your digital guide on this series. Now, today we're going to be talking all about music, guys. We have the co-founder, Mr. Dolapo Taiwo from mymusic.com.ng in the house with us. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to say a big welcome with me to Mr. Dolapo Taiwo. Hey, Dolapo, what's up?
Yeah, hi. I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. All right, so tell me quickly, what's your background? Are you a tech guy? Are you, you know, what's your background? How did you get set up with this platform with your partners?
Okay, well, so I pretty much started out in web development. Okay. So that's my background.
What languages? HTML, Java,
MySQL, JavaScript, jQuery, and all the likes.
All right, nice.
So yeah, I have actually run a web and branding agency, you know, for like 7 years with my brother.
Okay.
And we started
here in Lagos.
Yes, here in Lagos. Yeah, here in Lagos. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, we pretty much worked for, you know, everyone really. Okay. So yeah, and then we ventured into productizing. You know, at some point you want to stop, you know, taking clients every day and just build a product that people can use. So yeah, that's pretty much my background.
Right. And did you find that maybe when you were doing the web development, you found opportunities to, you know, like, why did you choose music, right?
Well, yes, there was a lot of opportunities. I mean, from way back, you know, we had been thinking of how to solve things like, you know, jobs, you know, or housing, or, you know, so most of these things, you know, you think of them, but then, you know, you might just get inundated with work and stuff. But for music, it's quite interesting because I actually play the keyboards. My brother plays the bass guitar. So
you guys are musicians.
Yeah,
that's
sort of
the real love.
You
okay,
know.
So you're musicians.
Combining tech and music, you know, just brings a fusion that works.
Exactly, because you also know, you know, some of the pains that a musician, well, a professional musician,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it really saddens one's heart, you know, to see how creative Nigerians are, you know, to see how your music is loved all over the world, but yet, you know, artists wallow in, you know,
poverty.
You know.
Yes, so you're not balling, you know, you're not balling like the guys in the abroad, and you're like, wait a second, what? I'm not a starving artist. I'm working for my music, and it makes you look on serious as if. Yeah. You're not even trying.
I mean,
meanwhile,
if you go to Kenya or South Africa, for example, you know, Nigerian music is heavy in all the clubs and stuff.
Yes.
You know, and for Nigerian artists to, you know, not blow like that, you know, money-wise, it's a bit painful. So that's some of the motivation, you know, behind, you know, fixing this
and creating this platform. Okay, yeah. So now let's talk about the platform. Mymusic.com.ng. What exactly do you do on this platform?
Okay, so first of all, we see ourselves as a music company, and you know, the music download service is just one, you know, the few things we're going to do. For the music download service, we looked at the pain points in music consumption in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what My Music does is it allows you to download music and pay with your phone credit via one click. So you just go to the site. You select a song you want to download and you say download, and your song downloads, but then at the back, you pay with your airtime and you also get an SMS receipt and you also get a re-download link, you know, so in case the download fails halfway, you know, you can always restart the download without having to pay again, you know. But the thinking really was to look at, you know, the current system. Mm-hmm. And to see, you know, how we can better the current system, you know, and what the pain points are. A lot of people complain about piracy, that, oh, you know, my Nigerian music industry is not growing because of piracy, you know, let's fight piracy and all that stuff. But if you look at, you know, history, like back in America with Napster and, you know, and iTunes, like it really never works to try to fight piracy. I think what works is to develop a legitimate alternative.
Right.
So, you know, you almost kind of like compete, you know,
with
the piracy.
You're
and,
like,
you know,
oh, you can either get it here or you can get it here.
Exactly.
Okay. So based on the way that the creation that you've made, or the platform that you've created, rather, what makes it different? Because, you know, I'm going on there right now. I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, seems easy enough. It loads very fast on my phone.
Yeah.
I go to mymusic.com.ng and, you know, I see the songs. Like, you know, they're quite easy to sort of do a search and find. So kudos to you on, like, just usability, right? Usability is very, very easy. But what makes it different? Like, you know, why wouldn't I just go to another site, you know, like Not Just Okay or one of the other blogs to go and get the music? Yeah. Why should I come to your site? Is it that the artists make more money from your site? Like, I don't understand. Or is it a better, I see what you know, for the consumer?
So, So first of all, for music consumption, there's a large part of music consumption that is missing, and it's the music discovery element. So if you come on my music, for example, there's a part that we have that's called the oldies section. And this is a collection of over 5,000 songs that have been released between the 1950s, you know, to the 1990s.
5,000.
Yes. So when you look at the way music is consumed currently, you know, some people probably just search on Google for the latest song and they just go on a blog and they click on download. Most of these blogs, you know, are really, really cluttered. They're not made for music download. Like, it's meant to be
informational. Yes. Purposes.
So it's like trying to solve a problem with something extremely different.
Okay.
But what we've done is that we've made it very, very, very easy within 5 seconds to be able to discover either the latest songs or the hottest songs.
Because I see you've got the new releases,
yeah.
You've got the top 20, and then you've got the oldies music.
Exactly, yeah. All right. So you have this long tail of really, really fantastic music that is ignored, you know, and people really can't find them anymore. But the music discovery element we have makes it easy to, you know, find this content and pay for them easily. So some of the pain points we also found out is that, you know, people want to know how large the file is. You don't want to download a 10 megabyte file, you know, for a song and, you know, waste your data. So we had to do some really creative compression things, you know, to make that happen. So you still get a clean sound, but, you know, the file size is small.
It's smaller for your phone. Okay, so that's a plus.
Yeah, of course it's a plus.
That's a great plus.
I mean, the idea is just to try and better, you know, what currently is out there and to, you know, to like propose a new system.
Okay, and I see that you can also tweet about the song, right? Like say you found something.
Yes.
So what was the purpose of this? Is that just to share obviously sell your market?
Well, yeah, I mean, yes, in our marketing strategy, we've got something called the viral social graph. So really what that means is you... someone comes and then you can bring X other more people. So if I bring 5 people, you know, the 5 people can bring 10 people, the 10 people can bring 100 people, you know. It's really just building virality into the product, into the core of the product itself. So part of, you know, consuming the product, you know, it has a viral element, you know, in the core of consuming the product itself. So the thing just kind of like blows up and it helps people to even discover
even
more songs, you know.
Right, because I discover something that I really enjoy and I tweet about it, then other people can say, oh, what's Faith listening to? And then they could go discover and they could pay their own 30 naira instead of trying to come and steal my phone and steal my songs.
I mean, let me tell you a story. So we built this site. But then we have a social music section under that tells you what songs people are currently downloading. And from that, you can see how many people have sort of downloaded the song.
And when I started doing my search, I found files, right?
Song.
So now I see something else where it says, see all songs by files.
Exactly.
That's smart.
So we saw this. There was a song that P-Square released like four to 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that song, but apparently that song like is the most downloaded, you know, P-Square song. And that really tells me that it's not just about what you know, like it's a collective effort that can that makes music discovery really work. So you wouldn't really get that on a blog. I mean, there's most of these analytics and stuff, you can't get them on blogs.
Yes, because so they'll be cluttered and you have to go through their history and archives to see, you know, what. All right, so this is very well laid out. I like it. And, you know, I have some more questions for you. I want to find out a few more things. So, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Let's go listen to a word from our sponsor, MTN. And then when we come back, we will continue having this music conversation with Dolakbo of mymusic.com.ng. Don't even think about changing the dial. You're listening to Everything Digital.
Hello? Hello? Wait, let me call you back. I'm still on the road and we're in the middle of nowhere.
What kind of network is this?
You really should get yourself an MTN line. You never know when you might need to travel and you need to be reachable at all times.
MTN? Why?
I had an MTN line before and I wasn't feeling the service, I beg.
Ah, calm down. Things have changed, though. I was just like you. In fact, I ported and came back. Here's my phone. Call her back.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Hey, I can hear you very clearly now. Wait, why don't I have this your number?
No, it's not my number.
Oh, so you've been keeping secrets, Abby?
You know, it's the man that...
I can hear somebody moving around near you.
Who did you travel with?
Who is she?
Better calls and data. Better service. Better value. Choose the network that never stops upgrading to serve you better. Text PORT to 3232.
And we're back, guys. Before we went on break, we've been talking to Mr. Dolapo Taiwo, who's a co-founder at mymusic.com.ng, a brand new platform. How new are you guys?
We're about a year old.
Okay, so you're still kind of new.
We've been building for over 3 years, but we launched about a year ago.
Okay, so you're still quite a startup, very much a startup.
Certainly.
And, you know, this platform is for all you music heads out there to discover music, to download music legally. Make sure that the musicians are eating, that they're not on the road starving. Would you like to see your favorite artist on the road starving, like looking very broke down? No, you wouldn't, right? You want them to be successful. So, you know, this is one of the platforms. This is a major platform where you can buy the music quite easily from your cell phone. Awesome. Thank you so much, Jalakpa, for coming on Everything Digital.
Thank you very much. Any last few words
for those who are listening?
Yeah, I mean, so I'll just say that, you know, people shouldn't give up on the music industry. Where we are now, America was here like 12, 13, 15 years ago, where Napster was taking over the music industry and, you know, nobody knew what was going on. And then iTunes came and then put so much structure, you know. So
there's still opportunity to restructure. There's a lot of opportunity for growth
and for structure. Okay. So let's not give up on the music industry.
All right, we're not giving up. Thank you so much. Guys, you're listening to Everything Digital. When we come back, we're going to talk about some really, really cool apps out there that you can also look at for music. All right, don't go anywhere. You're listening to Everything Digital.
Hey, Steve, my guy!
Charlie, you don't taxi for my shop, oh?
School get taxi B as exams non-start.
So when you go come my shop, make you for check out the correct shoes I just do.
Sure, for this age and time, you still the ass make person call your shop.
What do I go do now?
Say you get MTN line. Just dial *131#. Make you connect to WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook, or any social media app for MTN goodie bag.
That one go help me sell my market now.
Oh yeah? Download WhatsApp for your phone first. Then snap the new shoes where you want show me. Put the picture for WhatsApp from your MTN line. Then send them to me. I go choose the one where I like. Come even send the pictures to my friends from school. Make themselves join by your market.
Yes, so carry your business enter the next level with MTN Goodie Bag. You fit get WhatsApp for just 25 Naira or buy 5 different ones like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter for just 50 Naira on top MTN Goodie Bag. Dial *131# to start.
And we're back. Before we went on break, I promised to share with you some really cool free music apps that are out there. And let's go quickly. All right. So first off, my list is Pandora. So Pandora is free for all of you guys out there. Of course, you must have heard of Shazam. And they also actually give you the track. So you could actually load the track or type in the track or a line from the music, from the song, and it'll actually find you the artist and the song. So Shazam is one of them, Spotify is another one, and finally on my list, because I, you know, obviously there's so many out there, there's Slacker Radio. You know, it's also a free music app, pre-programmed, and it streams radio stations from everywhere. And of course we've got some really nice local ones right here in Nigeria as well. So, you know, guys, just go ahead and discover them yourself and share with us. Feel free to tweet at us, email us, or you can send us a note on Facebook on your favorite music streaming apps that you use in Nigeria. And that's the show for me today. I hope you loved it and you learned something new. And of course, we're very excited about the brand new My Music app. All right. It's not so new, but you know, it's brand new to you. All right, guys. We'll be same place, same time next week with some more Everything Digital, where we discover new brands, new people, and everything that's digital in your world, especially right here in Nigeria. Until then, it's goodbye for now from me, your girl, Faith History. Toodles!
Everything Digital.
Everything Digital is proudly brought to you by MTN. This is a Faith History production.